listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
And now it's our favorite time, to check in with Karen Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. And now we're talking about city trips. Isn't that right, Sharon?
That's right, Wendy. You know, this is so much fun. If you have just a few days and you'd like to go somewhere, maybe fly in or take your motorhome and go to a city or a couple of cities that you've never been to, it's a great way to explore and hear some history and see some sights.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of cool things to do. You know, if you don't want to spend a lot of days and travel far away, and, you know, a lot of people think they've got to plan all these elaborate things, but there's so many different things within the city that they can explore with.
Right. Seattle is just awesome, and I don't know how many people actually see everything, but in the last five, six months, I've had so many people from out of town, several from Georgia, that wanted to just see Seattle. And that's so much fun for me because my husband and I have done a lot of Seattle. There's over 50 sites to see in our city.
And I bet you experience like I do with people that call up and they have no idea that many of these things, and they live here even. Now, in terms of doing that, what about the pre-booking of that for the different tours?
Well, some of them you can pre-book, and you really should because of space. Like, some walking tours, you know, they don't want 100 people in their group. So you book ahead of time. If it's on a motor coach or some kind of a vehicle, they don't want, you know, to have people not be able to get on. So pre-booking, then you don't stand in line. You cut the line. I love cutting the lines. And then just go and see. And you've got a narrator. You got somebody to tell you. You know, what if you go to these places and you don't know what you're looking at?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, now, what about in terms of, you know, obviously there's all different types of ways, the fly, the drive, all of that good stuff, if you're in a large city.
Yeah, well, let's start with the fly or drive to a destination. I'm going to pick Seattle because I'm here.
Okay.
There's cities all over. Boston, Washington, D.C., Williamsburg, San Antonio, love the Alamo, Savannah, Charleston, Branson, oh my goodness, you can go see all kinds of shows. So all kinds of cities around the country, including Seattle. And then these have hop-on, hop-off trolleys. Actually, we've done these all over the world, my husband and I. And they are so great because somebody's telling you what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They take you around the neighborhoods or around the cities. Usually they'll have more than one loop that they do. And you just get off and go see what you're going past and then pick up the next one as it comes by. You get on at a starting point, and in Seattle, you'll have a ticket, and you get on. It's down at the Experience Museum, mm-hmm. down at Seattle Center.
Right.
And you get on, and you start your loop. And you can hop off when you want and get back on the next one that comes by. And you can do a couple loops like that. You can get a three-day pass. So you have plenty of time to see everything that you want to see. Takes you through neighborhoods, takes you around the city.
And you can pre-reserve, like, let's say that there's different little shows within that little hop-off.
Yeah, you've got the Fifth Avenue if you want to see the shows there, museums. How about out to the Boeing airplane factory? Things like that. They even take you down to the fish ladders and all kinds of places and tell you the stories.
What a wonderful idea. I think that's great.
And then we can add transfers. If you don't want to drive, and believe me, you don't want to drive in Seattle right now. There's so much construction.
Oh, yeah.
So we can add transfers if you're flying in. You can park your motor home and then be in a kind of a central hotel location. Just easy to get to, easy to walk. Seattle's a great walking city. I know there's some hills. Big cabs when it's hard to get up and down the hill.
And, you know, I was thinking, too, with special events and that going on in the city.
There's a lot, yeah. And you want to watch for those because especially like Las Vegas, September is convention time in Vegas. And so you don't want to go to Vegas. Prices are very high and availability is very tight. And Seattle has a lot of conventions. We have very big conventions. So, you know, if you aren't using a travel agent, contact the visitor bureau and see what's going on in the town.
Mm-hmm.
So you aren't there when the mass of people are there.
Oh, yeah, and exactly. And when you're talking about that hop on, hop off with the trolleys and all of that, are there highlights in your mind out of that group that are great for this?
There's a lot of foodie stuff in Seattle. There's a lot of foodie tours, and there's one you can walk through the market
mm-hmm.
and stop and sample food at different restaurants. There's a dessert one. There's a chocolate one.
Now, Savor Seattle, I know, is a wonderful one.
Yeah, there's some great places to eat. So that's a big one. If you want to go out of town, there's even tours that'll take you to Mount Rainier. Or you can go on a whale watching. Those are great.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, too, with Victoria and Vancouver, how perfect in that area.
Yeah, and you can add those before or after. Split your Seattle stay if you want to. I did that for these people from Atlanta. So there's all kinds. Vancouver's got a hop-on, hop-off trolley. Yeah, I can put all that together with the hotels, transfers. They don't have to drive if they don't want to. They can go to these cities and see them and not have to drive anywhere.
Now, what about the mid-size and the smaller towns?
You know, these are really cool because my husband and I have done a lot of these. You just go into these smaller towns and they'll have a historical museum.
Mm-hmm.
And the docents in there, the locals, they just love to tell you about their cities and their history. And they'll walk you around the town. They'll tell you the local places to eat and the bars. Last year I had a group in Nashville, and we were going to go out of town, way out of town. The hotel concierge told us to go to this particular barbecue place. The cab driver says, no, you don't want to go that far. Here, I'll just take you to this one. And it was real close to the hotel. And it was so good, but it was like in an alley. I mean, you wouldn't know it was there.
Right.
Yeah, so the concierges in these hotels, they get invited by all the restaurants in town to go and try the food and see what they're like, and then they can recommend it. If you say, I want barbecue or I want seafood, they know exactly where to send you.
Exactly.
You give them a tip.
Mm-hmm.
People don't always know that, but that's kind of common.
Yeah, and then, of course, you can Google about any of these cities and, just kind of pick out some of the stuff that's fun that you think in your mind that you want to do.
Yeah, there's so much. Even in Seattle, one of my clients that came, she went online from Atlanta and found an Orca card, and they took buses and the Sound Transit all over town. I didn't know all that. They did that on their own.
Yeah.
Besides what I booked for.
Yeah. No, and of course, knowing where to stay in the city is super important as well. So.
Yeah, because there's some dangerous places. I've had people go into places where they lock the gate behind you at night.
Yep.
You didn't want to get out.
Spooky. So you want to probably spend a little bit more on a hotel and be in a nicer area, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and close to everything, too. Yeah, it's more important. And that depends on the time of year. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes are higher end than other times. If you're flexible, go off season. Even if it's raining in Seattle, heaven's sakes, put up your umbrella and go, you know.
Now, what are the best? You got a couple of tips you can share with us? I mean, the best little tips?
Yes, one is just awesome. One of my neighbors owns a tour company called Private Eye Tours. You can go on their website and book on their website. And what she's done, she was worked for a private detective. And she's put together three tours in Seattle. And these will take you to places you will never hear about. You will never go. Little back streets
mm-hmm.
with stories to tell.
I love it.
Oh, I've had people tell me this was the cherry on their trip because it was the best thing they ever did.
What's the cost on that?
It's about $40.
Oh, my gosh.
Tip and taxes, about 3.5 hours. And on the website, it tells where she'll pick you up. And you just book it with her. She's really cute. She calls herself Jake. And she's got a knife and she's got stuff. Some of them are murders.
Uh-oh.
Some of them are, unsolved.
Oh, wow.
It's a fabulous trip.
Oh, that's cool. It sounds like something that I, years ago, ghost towns, and the different things happening
yeah.
in these ghost towns. Now, you also have a tip that you want to share with us before we leave about Victoria and Vancouver, Canada. What's
yeah,
that?
This one is something that you are not going to hear this from anybody else.
Okay.
So you go, I can book your trip. I can book this whole thing, but Depends on how many days you want to stay in Victoria or Vancouver. So you take the Clipper from Seattle up to Victoria. And then I like to stay at the Chateau Victoria.
Oh, yeah, I love it there.
You pick it up at Pier 91 downtown, and you can stay at least one night. So if you only want one night, that's fine. You'll get there about noon. And that day you can go, you can do a whale watching, you can just walk around, whatever you want to do. So then you stay that night. The next day, you check out of your hotel about 11, and you take a tour to Bouchard Gardens. And for those who don't live in Seattle, this is a, I don't know how big this place is. Do you know how many acres?
Oh, gosh. I do, but you know, it's locked in my brain somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but it's huge. Beautiful gardens that were built by a lady and her husband in a quarry.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, and so you go there, you walk around, you've got the day. There's no tour. They can't take you by the hand and tell you anything. But it's all, there's signs and everything. So you go and stay there, have a late lunch. I'd store your bags at the garden.
Okay.
So have a late lunch. And then about 4:30, you get your bags and you walk down a path to the water. And at the water, there's a foot ferry that takes you over to Vancouver. And it's, comes into the harbor there at Vancouver. So then you take your cab to your hotel. You know, you can stay however many nights you want. Vancouver's got some great things to do. And then the next day, and nobody knows this either, there's a motor coach called Contrail. I think it's Continental Trailways, the old motor coaches.
Yeah.
And it comes, it'll bring you back to Seattle. You pick it up at the train station in Vancouver, and it brings you back to the train station in Seattle.
I love it.
I know. It's just so neat. The only thing is, you don't know how long it's going to take you to get across the border. So don't make any plans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you never know.
No. 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Right.
And you'll get back, but the border is, border crossing is real flaky. You just don't know.
It's temperamental. You never
know. It is. And if you take the train, it doesn't leave until 6 at night, and then you have to figure out what to do with your bags all day long.
Yeah, it's a long trip.
Yeah, so this is perfect.
Oh, that's great.
Not mine.
I am going to do that. I've absolutely got to try that. Sharon, you're just filled with all these little top secrets.
All right.
You have got the secrets. Of course, I'm talking with Sharon Emerson, our cruise and tour planner. That's her company name, Cruise and Tour Planners, and the website is cruiseandtourplanners.com. And until next time, Sharon, have a good one.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
Coming up, we've got our movie guy. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular Northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh Northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, you're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you. And we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.